Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In NFL playoff action, today's afternoon game, we'll find the New Orleans Saints facing the 7-9 Seattle Seahawks. Much more about the less-than-spectacularly qualified Seahawks a little bit later. And the Indianapolis Colts will play those tabloid delights, the New York Jets. Wide receiver Reggie Wayne is one Colt who's undismayed about how close his team came to missing the postseason altogether.
They all the same, man. Just, no matter how you get in, as long as you get in, we're thankful we can kind of take care of our first goal, and that's the winning division. And we was able to do that, so now we're in. Now everybody's the same score, same record, and it's a new football now.
It's a new football for the Jets, too, and probably they couldn't be happier about that, since the team has recently been hit with a couple of lawsuits based on the alleged sexual harassment of a couple of masseuses they used to employ by a quarterback they used to employ, Brett Favre, and a whopping fine because a few weeks ago their strength coach decided to participate in the game by tripping an opposing player as he ran by. In tomorrow's action, the Philadelphia Eagles will host the Green Bay Packers. Michael Bradley, a columnist for Philadelphia Magazine's website, maintains that in this case, the home field advantage should not be exaggerated.
The fans will be in full froth, and it will be a home field advantage. But nothing so much that the Packers are going to be saying, oh my goodness, we don't stand a chance.
Based on historical precedent, Bradley figures Eagles quarterback Michael Vick and his teammates better start strong in tomorrow's game, since their fans have been known to be short on patience.
Philadelphia fans are Machiavellian. If you reward them with success, they will give you the benefit of the doubt. If you do not, I don't care if you're a choir boy, altar boy, and candidate for sainthood, they will find something, some reason not to like you.
Since both the Eagles and the Steelers are in the playoffs this time around, it seemed natural to wonder if fans in Philadelphia might appreciate an all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl. Michael Bradley didn't think Eagles fans were especially excited by that possibility.
Nobody in the state of Pennsylvania likes Philadelphia, except Philadelphia. It would be almost everybody against us here, so which is kind of the way we like it. And Philadelphia fans are so starved for a football championship. They don't care who the opponent is. There's no sentiment involved. It's crush and kill.
Crush and kill. Sounds like football to me. This, on the other hand, doesn't.
The Raiders turned my Sunday dreary, and I pondered, pissed and weary, how my fair Chiefs could wind up on the business end of such a score. But a new faith then came to me, like an arrowhead shot through me. There's no need to feel so gloomy, I grinned. We have what we've yearned for, more than we expected. We're knocking, knocking on that playoff door. Think of that and nothing more.
That's Victor Wishna, author, blogger for Arrowhead Addict and other websites, and Kansas City Chiefs fan. When it turned out his team's opponent would be the Ravens of Edgar Allan Poe's Baltimore, the possibilities seemed to him poetic. Mr. Wishna's derivative verse goes on to predict that the Ravens will return home, quote, bleeding, pleading, nevermore. But he acknowledges that the sentiment may be unrealistic.
I will say, first of all, that in real life, I am not quite as optimistic as the poem would lead one to believe. But I do think that a Chiefs victory at home at Arrowhead is definitely more possible than, say, a talking bird.
Granted, a talking bird, or at least a talking raven, seems unlikely. And so does a winning Seahawk.